says the following.
You still in the introduction?
Yes. He says this question that we read on Thursday. He says, is it possible that people will be busy all day analyzing halachas or areas of Torah that do not affect our daily life and things which are so fundamental and central to Yiddishkeit, they just leave to mitzvahs anashim, which means that it's made to, it's just, we don't have to analyze it, we'll figure it out as whatever, it works. Okay? No one, no one spends as much time figuring out Shnayim and Vitalis as much as they try to figure out, how's my davening? Am I focusing enough on Yashmaim and Avas Hashem? So how could that be? Must be that's not true. If we don't analyze what is Yerushalayim, what are the Toitzos of Yerushalayim, how are we going to be kind of it? Maybe Malik min ha'hevel ha'olami, and how are we going to protect ourselves from the falsehood? And the hevel is
Vanities.
the vanities of the world around us, that constantly is working to forget, make us forget the truth of our mission in this world. So, hello, you see, shachach, it will be forgotten. So, obviously, he's proving a point that we have to work on Yiras Shamayim. You cannot take it for granted. And all the mitzvahs, all the areas in the Torah that deal with Ava, Yira, Dveikus are things which are people think are natural to them, but it's not. The world, as a matter of fact, is contrary to those ideas. And the more, and it's impossible to assume that we will understand them, do them properly, without properly analyzing the halachas, so to speak, the gedarim of how it works. What's the idea of a sugya? You start off with a basic idea, then you try to analyze. Why you try to analyze? Because when you break something down to its components, then you can start comparing it to something else. You can't compare something to anything else until you break it down. Right? If I try to tell you, I need something like this table. Maybe I want something made out of wood. Maybe I want something brown. Maybe I want something with four legs. Maybe I want another table. You have no idea what I want until you break down what's the table. What are the main parts of the table? What's not the main parts of a table? What are the things which the table represents? What does it do? What does it accomplish? Right? Okay. So maybe a small little something that holds up a shtender. Is that a table? How do you know what it is until you break it down and to its basic parts? So that's the whole idea of learning, right? You take something which is a basic halacha and you break it down to its parts until you can decide what everything is made out of, and then you can make nafkaminas out of it. So, which is, by the way, what we say, Bina means they is the knowledge, but in Bina, Bina is the is to lahavin davar mitzvah, is the ability to break it down, and only then can you expand. Before you expand, you have to break down, which is why chesed comes first, then din. You have to break down the chesed into analyzing it, and then you can apply it. So anyway, the point is that we have to do the same thing with our with avodas Hashem, with Yir Shamayim. What is Yir Shamayim? What affects Yir Shamayim? How do you create Yir Shamayim? What takes away from Yir Shamayim? What's going to be the necessariness of it, and then you can start applying it.
No,
Just like everything else. So, this is chutz chiddush. This is a sugya involved in every single step of the way. And there's a sugya involved here. Now, as far as his question, right, his question seemed to be quite troublesome. I seem to assume that we shouldn't really learn things which are not nogea. And that's
Say that though.
He said,
And
"What?
actually focus on that to the exclusion of things that are so central really to our lives and neglect them.
Right.
Like
He's saying
it
he's not
should
saying
not
it's not
turn.
important, right?
I share the question, but I'll say
Yeah.
that
Why
said.
that? Because you never know Zvachim
I
now.
learned
The whole
yeah.
entire planet is learning Daf Yomi is rubbing. It's whirlwind. No one knows what hit them.
That's
Every person
exactly.
I speak to, they're like, "I'm just not relating to this on
Yeah.
any level whatsoever."
100%. I said.
Besides that, the actual Masechta is hard to relate to because there's a lot of drushes and
I
there's a lot
keep
of.
asking Rabbi Wexler, like, why are there co-women that just don't coaching? Like, what are
Chafetz
the.
Chaim. This is already from the Chafetz Chaim
Okay, but
stuff.
I'm saying
Chafetz
is.
Chaim held that Kohanim are supposed to learn this stuff.
Okay, so there's the Tovelis down the road, but.
So, you know what Rabbi Yashiv said? I'm going off topic for a moment. Rabbi Yashiv said that by the end of his life, I just told you this. Rabbi Yashiv said by the end of his life, he said he can paskin kachim and tires like Baruch Chaim and Yerida. He's ready.
Wow.
You met him?
Yeah.
I have it on the tip of my fingers. I don't know if I can pass in it now, like our time when you're there. Pretty amazing statement.
That's like.
So the and that means we got a lot of incompetent. If that's what he says, doesn't it say a lot about incompetence of the of people who are not on his level? I don't know what it says about everyone else. I'm just saying is that the godless to be able to say
That's
the shleimus of areas of Torah are vast. Imagine the Taharas, you Rishon Sheni, this, hey, look at this, it's,
comprehensible.
right. So you know, the Hilchos Shabbos, to know it inside out, that could take a lifetime, right? It's a whole Aruch Chaim, whole Yerida, whole Arba Chelkei Shulchan Aruch. Besides that, kachem and tires means inside out with every sif kato.
Good thing we have AI.
that's maybe our door. That's where you know. There was a story with Chaim Kanievsky. They brought Chaim Kanievsky. So they asked Chaim Kanievsky, said, "How many times does it say Moshe in the Torah?" So he said, "I don't know, whatever, 310." So they said, "See, Chaim, we told you computer's better than you. We ran it through a computer, it says 311." So he says, "No, the extra time is when it says, Yimata Bais mi
Yeah. Yeah.
Yois Mise." So they thought it said Moshe. So, humans still can provide something to society. Uncle Punim. So the way I heard Pshat, which I said last time, is that what he's really trying to say is that this we need th there's th that we need to utilize we need to understand the need to be impacted by our learning, and therefore we need to learn the things that whatever we're learning has to be with the idea that it's going to impact us, and therefore the sugyas that actually have relevance we have to focus on as well. So now, ha'ava k'moichin, what about avas Hashem? Im lo nishtadol likboya oisa bol vavenu, b'choyach kol ha'mitzoyim ha'magiyim oisa oza. If we don't try to put it in to our hearts with all the necessary components, eich nimtza e'habonu, how are we going to find it? Ma'ayin yavo ha'dveikus, where is it going to come? Ma'yitzlatos b'nafshasinu imo yizbarach v'im terasai. This is very important. People nowadays think that dveikus is very easy. Dveikus in Hashem. You get a guitar out, you're ready to go. Get a guitar,
Yes.
good fire,
So.
and you're there. He's saying over here that dveikus is a sugya. You have to understand what Hashem is. You have to understand what it means to be dovek in Hashem. You have to have really analyzed it. You have to understand what are the things that take you away from Hashem. What are the things that bring you closer? And then how is what I'm doing going to get me there? Vimloi El gedulos of Aramus, you don't pay attention to the godless of Hashem. Hashem yolid bilibeinu advekos etzah. Echti tar machshavteinu. How are you going to become tar? Im lo nishtadol anakoisa min amumen shemato ba'ateva. There's constant struggle to connect because this world strives to disconnect us. The way the world is set up is that it's set up as one big nisayon, one big challenge. V'amidos kula matzuchos kol kach tikkun va'yishar. And the life's mission of a person is to fix his midos. Me Shire, who's gonna fix it for you? Me Sakne. Who's gonna straighten it and fix it for you? Godol. If you're not mentactic, a dictum godol, if you don't really pay attention to it. Hello, imiyanu ala davar iyun amiti. Hayinu moitzim oisa ala mitoi umetivim la'atzmenu. Malamdim oisa la'acherim. Umetivim lohem gamke. So what's he say with this lesson?
What is England?
He's saying here an interesting. He said, "What's he trying to say with this?" Meaning, he's saying the reason why we stay far away is because we weren't ma'ayin into the sugya, basically. Now, I just do want to say one thing here. The way he describes the avoda of dveikus is, in order to have proper dveikus, we have to understand how great Hashem really is. Real dveikus in Hashem has to be preceded by a deep understanding of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which is obvious.
Well, that's like a very vast, like I his Torah by looking at the
Oh, he
Bria.
doesn't say how, but he's just proving a point. He said you
You
can't.
can't know Hashem and his
No,
Atzmius.
that's for sure not. It's only in
So
the
what if
Hagiga
they
Klipa of the world,
all right, so
right? No, but I mean to say is that some people think it's an emotion. It's an emotion. I'm feeling good, right? These things are not just emotional. And that's what he's going to say soon. Us Tavin Yiras Hashem, we're going to get to soon. Where he's being mechadish over here. There are sugyas. There's the ideas that you have to know, and that's really what Limud HaMusar is, according to him at least, is breaking down the sugyas of Yerushalayim, of Avas Hashem, Jacob Hashem Tefillah, and understanding how what it takes to connect to those ideas. So it's very. Very, very fascinating how he's breaking down the most basic concepts of Musa. Okay, so we'll proceed through with Hashem. Shkoyach.
Hey, Rabbi, thank you. Yeah. I'd like more of the internet.